This episode is brought to you by the Grow Getters newsletter. Sign up at growgetters.io/newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode.
Welcome to Grow Getters, the Future Skills Podcast. If you want to future-proof yourself, turn your hobby into a profitable side hustle, and create a thriving, multi-passionate career, then you're in the right place.
Each week, we keep you up to speed with all the hottest and most in-demand methods, models, tools, and trends in business and tech to help you stay ahead of the game and grow.
I'm GrowGetters co-founder and innovation specialist, Tiffany Hart.
And I'm GrowGetters co-founder and digital strategist, Tanya Garma.
So if you're ready to stay relevant, in your element, and be excellent, follow the Grow Getters podcast for your weekly fix of future skills.
Now, let's get growing. Hey, Grow Getters. In this week's episode, we are hosting a super useful, practical, and highly relevant masterclass with Aussie business babe, Chelsea Berman. Chelsea is the face and brains behind the super successful social media marketing powerhouse, Blossom Media. Blossom Media focuses on building go-to brands and creating vibing online communities using social media strategies that actually work and won't take over your life. Chelsea has worked with dozens of brilliant brands in Australia, specializing in taking e-commerce brands to the next level through social media. And the coolest thing is that this whip-smart young millennial has grown up living and breathing social media herself in real time. She has generated amazing results for her clients, like turning 1,000 into 100,000 followers through strategic Facebook advertising, and crucially teaches them to feel confident on social media. Blossom Media has a bunch of kick-ass offerings, including Blossom's e-commerce brand builders course, as well as their signature e-guide, paid ads to product sales, which you can easily find at blossommedia.com.au and via the gram at Blossom Media. Today, we are so stoked to have Chelsea give Grow Getters listeners the 411 on all things Facebook advertising and how to use this marketing tool successfully for your organization or business. This episode is perfect for you if you are thinking about or have just started on your Facebook ads journey, as you'll get some secret sauce insider tips, advice, and strategies to help you to reach your goals. So without further ado, here's Chelsea.
So welcome, Chelsea, to Grow Getters. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Hello. No, thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited.
Tanya and I are really looking forward to this interview. We've been talking about it for a while, and because you're so knowledgeable when it comes to performance marketing, something we're now considering for our brand. So tell me, Chelsea, before we get started, has there been someone, something, or somewhere that's really inspired you the most this year?
Yeah, there has been quite a lot. I know it's been a very tough year for a lot of people, but I've seen so many businesses really blossom throughout the year, and I think a lot of people have started going online and really pivoting their businesses to be something that is quite amazing. So I've definitely been inspired by a lot of businesses this year. There's also a lot of amazing ladies on the gram on Instagram who inspire me every day, but especially this year when I've been building my own business. Some of those are Cherie Clonan from The Digital Picnic, Denise Duffield Thomas, and Claire Wood, just to name a few, but there's definitely a lot of them. And I think while I've been building my business this year, it's really inspiring to look up to those really successful business ladies and business owners.
Yeah, fantastic. I the only one I know about is Claire, and I love what she's doing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, very inspiring and very knowledgeable in the money and business growth space, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. So as you know, we're a podcast that's all about arming women with the skills they need to future-proof their businesses and careers. What you might not know about is there's a large portion of our listeners that are side hustlers, or they're thinking of creating their own business on the side. Could you kick us off by explaining the basics of paid advertising? You know, is it really something needed to grow the reach for your brand?
Yeah, sure. So paid advertising is very powerful when it's done right. It's basically, you know, paying for people to see your ads and take an action, whether that's converting into a purchase, clicking on the ad, engaging with the ad, or becoming a lead. There's quite a few different objectives and optimizations you can use. But for small businesses or people without those huge budgets, I always recommend growing their audience organically first and warming up those audiences, so then they do have those people to retarget in the ads. If you are going in, you know, with no warm audiences, And those are the audiences that have interacted with you in some way before, whether that's website visitors, social media engagements, your email list, etc. You're just going to be targeting those cold audiences, which will cost you a lot more and will mean your results are much slower. So for those people, you know, that are side hustling or don't have big budgets, I always do recommend growing those audiences first organically. And then when you are ready to invest in paid ads, make sure you do kind of have that money to make that investment to ensure you will get the results you're after.
Okay, fair enough. So you run a super successful consultancy called Blossom Media. So it's nice to use the word blossom.
Yes, part of my vocabulary now.
But you're also a country music star in Australia. So how did your career lead you into performance marketing?
So I guess my first kind of experience in social media and building a brand was with my own music and my personal brand. So I always loved it and had a lot of experience doing it for myself. And I was always getting asked for social media advice and tips and how I did grow my brand through socials, because that was a lot of how, yeah, I did grow my supporters and kind of my profile in the country industry, I guess. And I did also know that I wanted to work in marketing when I left school. That was something I did work out in the last few years of school, and that was always something I wanted to do. So when I did leave school, I was lucky enough to get a job at a marketing agency doing, you know, a range of marketing tasks, not just social media. But I knew from my experience in, you know, my music and growing my brand that social media marketing was where my heart kind of was and what I wanted to base my business around. So yeah, definitely getting that start in social media and building my own brand helped a lot with knowing what direction I wanted to go in and some experience as well, of course.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what kind of tactics did you use at the start to grow your brand in music?
Yeah, really, especially in the country music industry, but on social media in general, I think it's really important to be just a real person, not kind of put on a fake persona or do, you know, really filtered, edited photos. I know that does work for some people, but I think in specific industries, it's really important just to be real and raw and really build relationships. I'm always speaking about building relationships on social media, but I think it's so important and really how you grow that community that will be there for you and support you for the long term.
Awesome. When starting out, it's typical to try and grow your followers organically, which you just mentioned. Like, is it really possible to grow your brand organically these days?
Yeah, so I definitely think it is. Obviously, it can take a while longer depending on what marketing tactics you're using. But yeah, as I said, I always recommend people grow their audiences a bit first before they kind of go into that paid advertising space. But there is kind of a sweet spot that you do get to, which you'll probably find once you've been running your business for a while, where your audience is warm and kind of ready to buy, but they just need paid ads to really push them over the line to convert. And you need to reach new audiences and kind of bigger audiences than you can organically, unless, you know, you have a really long period of time. Also in competitive industries such as, you know, beauty and kind of kids products, those really competitive industries, you do really need paid advertising to stand out and really grow your audience at a faster rate and reach those right people, just because it's so competitive and there's so many people trying to reach, you know, the exact same people. That's where paid advertising can really work well. Of course, you can grow your audience organically still in those areas, but it just takes longer just because there's so much competition. A great thing about Facebook ads is that you can use those kind of warm audiences that you built up organically in the ads to create lookalike audiences. So these are basically people that look like the people in your warm audience that Facebook goes out and finds. So they might have the same age, they might have the same interest, that kind of thing. And they often work really well. So that's another, I guess, advantage to building up those warm audiences first organically, because you will have that data to use within your Facebook ads and really elevate those results.
Can you tell me, Chelsea, what is that sweet spot? Like, is there a number?
Not a number exactly. I think it's kind of different for everyone, but I think you'll kind of know when you get there. I think you kind of put in a lot of effort to grow your audience organically, and you have been, and it's been going really well, but you just kind of want to get to that next level, I think. So yeah, I think there's not a specific number or specific time, I guess, in business, because everyone's so different, but I think you'll definitely kind of know once you get there and when you need to really invest in those paid ads to get to that next level.
So can I ask you, from your experience, when you've worked with clients, when was it the point for them that they had to consider paying for FB or Insta ads? What was it the point for? Just take one client.
I think about my clients, I think it was that point where they built up a good social media audience. They were really engaging with their organic content. And they really wanted to reach new audiences at a faster rate. So that was the main, I guess, reason they then invested in paid advertising, to reach those new cold audiences. So yeah, I think it just comes to that point where, you know, you've done organic social media marketing, you've done influencer marketing, you've done all the other types of marketing. And yeah, you just kind of really need to pay for new people to see your ads and see your brand. So yeah, kind of that point in your business, which I think a lot of people get to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you look after the social media spend, as I mentioned, for many, many brands in Australia. So if we decide that paid advertising is the next step for our company, how do we get started? What do we have to do to create a campaign on Facebook?
Yeah. So it is quite a lengthy process and something I probably can't tell you, you know, exactly step by step without actually showing you on my screen, because that's always the easiest way. But basically, I start by kind of mapping out the campaign. So the campaign is what sits above all of your audiences and all of your ads. So I usually create one campaign that's for those cold audiences and one campaign that is for the warm audiences. And they have different budgets on each, because the cold audiences are always going to be much larger rather than, you know, those warm audiences that you built up. So once you've created those campaigns, you also choose your objective. So that could be brand awareness, traffic, conversions, leads, engagement. There's a whole lot of other objectives as well. I always say, for, you know, product-based brands, if your main goal at the end of the campaign is conversions and is purchases, choose what your main goal is going to be. Even if you are, you know, starting out with those cold audiences and you do just want more people to your site, I still recommend choosing conversions, because Facebook goes out and finds those people that are likely to convert rather than just finding those people that are likely to click on your ad and go to your website. And once those campaigns are created, you go in and set up your ad sets. And this is where you choose your audiences. So there's quite a few different audience types you can choose. There's lookalike audiences, as I briefly mentioned before. There's custom audiences. So that's when you can use your websites, your engaged social media followers on Facebook or Instagram, any lists, customer lists or email lists. So those are really powerful and fun to play around with as well. Well, there's also kind of detailed targeting, where you can choose the demographics of your audience, the location, the interests. You can also usually put in some competitors as well if you're trying to target people that are interested in brands with the same target market as you. So heaps of different audiences you can choose. It's kind of endless combinations. Then underneath each audience, you have your ads, and that's what's going to be shown to those specific audiences. And that's where you really need to speak to them through the ad. So you need to get them to engage, click on the ad or purchase, whatever your objective is. So those ads do really need to be, you know, high quality. They need to be speaking to your audience's pain points or their pleasure points, and yeah, really getting them to relate to the ad so they'll want to click on it and, yeah, hear about your brand more.
And is there any difference in Instagram? Is it the same process?
Yeah, it's the same process. So Instagram ads are actually all done through that Facebook ad manager. So they're kind of done at the same time. And when you're setting up those campaigns, you can actually choose if they run just on Facebook, just on Instagram, or both. So it's all done through the same platform, which makes it quite easy.
Okay, cool. And is there extra cost for doing both, or?
No, you just put in your budget, and then Facebook kind of works out how much goes to Instagram and how much goes to Facebook, depending on how they're performing. So if Instagram's performing much better, they'll allocate more of the budget to Instagram. But a lot of the time, actually, Facebook performs better for ads. I found with my clients anyway. So then, yeah, Facebook will automatically allocate more of your budget to those Facebook ads, which makes it easy on you because you don't have to do that.
And how often should you run a campaign if you really want to grow, really want to get reach?
So if you really do want to grow, I always recommend having ongoing campaigns to just constantly keep building those audiences, which of course you then go in and optimize and change regularly. But I don't recommend kind of turning these campaigns on and off on a regular basis, because every time you do kind of turn them on and off, Facebook has to work a lot harder to get out of that learning stage and start getting those really good results and that data that you want. So yeah, I recommend having those kind of ongoing campaigns going all the time. And then you can kind of use shorter campaigns to run ads for specific promotions or sales. And these can run for as long as you like, really. Just remember, if you are running these ads and campaigns for a shorter amount of time, to put a bit of a larger budget on it so you can reach more people in that short amount of time. But yeah, I'm definitely an advocate for ongoing campaigns so you can just keep building those results, keep building those audiences, and really get those amazing results.
Nice. Fantastic. Yeah. Can I ask you about money? Like you talk about budget. What kind of money are we looking at? Like take us, for example, as a podcast, you know, what kind of money would we need to have an ongoing campaign?
Yeah. So good question. And unfortunately, there's not really a definite answer just because it just depends on so many different factors. But for kind of an accurate number, to work out a number for yourself, you really need to think of your goals for that campaign and what you want to achieve. So, you know, how many leads you wanted to get, how many purchases you wanted to get, how many link clicks, all of that. And then how much you're realistically willing to pay for that or can pay for that. And then you can kind of look at your website's conversion rate, see how many people you would actually need to get on your website to then convert, and then kind of go backwards from there. So you can work it out that way, which it can be a bit tricky to kind of work through all that data and get all the numbers together. You kind of have to be a bit of a numbers person, which honestly, I'm not too much of a numbers person. I'm more the kind of strategy side of things. But yeah, I work with a lot of small businesses. So I'm often working from, you know, $10 a day budgets and just kind of scaling those up as you go along. So I wouldn't recommend going any less than $10 a day just because you don't really get that opportunity to reach as many audiences and people as you want to. And also you'll see results take a lot longer. So yeah, starting, of course, depending on a lot of factors, but starting on about $10 a day to give you kind of a bit of an idea. And then kind of once they're going on, scale them up from there.
Okay, cool. What kind of assets do we need to run a campaign? And how do you select the amount? What kind of assets do you need to run a campaign?
I always recommend having a range of creative assets, kind of as many as you can or have. They can be, you know, professional images, user-generated content, videos, graphics, kind of a mix is really good because it means you can test a wide range of creatives and see which ones work best with your audience. So a lot of the time when I'm setting up campaigns, I'm setting up carousels, which use a few different images in the same ad. I'm setting up single images, videos, graphics, also kind of dynamic ads. So those are the ones that change depending on who sees the ad, which are really cool because you can get really targeted with the audiences. But yeah, really as many creatives as you have is always good to kind of start with and test quite a lot at the start. And then you can kind of get more refined and narrow them down as you test and you see which ones your audience is engaging with and converting with.
So when you're setting up an ad, as you mentioned, you set it up through the Facebook Ads Manager. So the differences between Instagram and Facebook is not that much, right?
Yeah. So it's all really done in the same place. The only thing to be kind of aware of is when you create the ads to just look at what it looks like on the different placements. So on, you know, Facebook feed, Instagram feed, desktop and mobile, on Instagram stories as well. So you can see all of that within their Facebook Ads Manager once you're setting up the ad, and just make sure it looks good across all of the placements and across the board. And you can also edit them for specific placements if you need to, you know, crop it for Instagram stories or crop it for Instagram feed. So, but yeah, it's all done in the same place. So it's really not too much you have to fiddle around with and change when it comes to Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, cool. Can someone who's pretty tech savvy do it themselves, or do they need to hire an expert to set this up and organize a campaign?
Yeah, so good question. And I will give a very honest answer from what I've seen, I guess, when people have done it themselves or tried to do it themselves. So I don't think you, necessarily need to hire an expert, but you do 100% need to do training if you are going to do it yourself. You can't really just go in there, even if you are tech savvy. I'm very tech savvy myself, but I know if I went into Facebook Ads Manager when I first started without any training and just tried to set up an ad, it would have gone horribly. And I have seen a lot of people do just waste their money trying to do that. So I really don't suggest just kind of giving it a go if you haven't really invested in that training. There is a lot of free training out there, but I definitely recommend probably, you know, investing in a really good paid course for Facebook ads if you really want to get those good results. And then if you're not really willing to put in that, you know, time and effort to really learn how it works and the ins and outs and how to optimize for the best results, then that's kind of when you want to hire an expert and just outsource it. So you don't have to worry about it. And you know that those good results are going to come because that person knows what they're doing and has put in that time to, really train and really know what they're doing.
Awesome. What kind of trainings would you recommend? Do you know of any trainings off the cuff that are interesting?
Yeah. So the one that I did actually, I'll recommend because I really liked that. So that was their Digital Picnics Advanced Facebook Ads course. So that was the one I did when I first started Facebook ads, and it really went through everything. So, you know, the basics, so of how to actually use the platform, how to set up really effective ads, campaigns, audiences, all of that. So it was a really just comprehensive course, kind of takes you through everything. And yeah, of course, the courses really help you when you're starting and to kind of learn everything you need to know. But you do, of course, learn a lot once you kind of get in there, work on different accounts, work on different ads, and really learn what different audiences engage with. But yeah, definitely recommend that course to start.
Awesome. Can I ask you about the algorithm? Because the algorithm is a pain in the butt for a lot of people. Yeah. Do Facebook and Instagram change their advertising algorithm like they change it on the respective platforms? It is quite frustrating. So it'd be awesome to see if the algorithm is playing or it's at play with the advertising.
Yeah, so that's actually the beauty of Facebook ads, is that you can reach those right people at the right time and you don't have to worry about that algorithm. So yeah, the algorithm doesn't really come into play with those ads because yeah, you can really choose who you're reaching, when you're reaching them, you can get really targeted. So yeah. The answer is no, you don't have to worry about the algorithm. So that is, yeah, definitely a positive of using Facebook ads and investing in that paid advertising. And I think Facebook's a bit sneaky and they kind of make the algorithm annoying in some ways, so people will invest in paid ads because they want money, of course. They need to make money. So yeah, I think that's another side to it as well, that if people are having bad engagement or they can't reach the right people, then they will invest in Facebook ads to really reach those people.
Do you personally work with more Facebook ads or more Instagram ads?
I usually just run them on both. So when I'm setting them up, I just run them on Facebook and Instagram and then just kind of let Facebook do the optimizing and kind of where they want to put the budget, what's working best. So yeah, I always just do it on both unless the client wants to run, you know, a specific Instagram campaign or a specific Facebook campaign. But a lot of the time they just want to reach the right people at the right time. So wherever they can do that, they're happy and I'm happy as well. So yeah, I just usually do it across both and let Facebook help me out there.
Cool. Very nice. From your experience, what makes a campaign successful? Do you have any tips to run a successful campaign?
So I guess a campaign is successful if you're reaching your goal, whatever that may be. But for a campaign to be successful, as I said, you need to be targeting the right people at the right time. So you do need to know a lot about your audience, your target market, how they're interacting with you. As mentioned before, you also need to have a high converting website already, warm audiences and really great creative. So if you're kind of missing out in any of those areas, you know, if you don't have a great website and it's not actually getting you a lot of purchases already, if you haven't built up those warm audiences, or if you just don't really haven't invested in really great photography or great creatives, then you will find they probably won't be as successful as you want them to be. So it's always best to have kind of everything in place to really get those great results. And Facebook ads really aren't kind of a set and forget type of thing. You can't, you know, just turn them on and let them go and not really look at them or optimize them. You really need to be in there regularly, optimizing them, changing things up, testing new audiences, testing new ads to ensure you're getting the most out of your budget, especially if you have a small budget, if you're a small business and you're really needing to get a return on your ad spend because, yeah, you just don't have huge budgets to use on advertising, which most businesses don't. So yeah, you really want to be in there making sure everything's working well, making sure that audiences or ads that aren't converting for you are just turned off because you don't need them, and also testing new things as you go to, yeah, just make sure you're targeting the best people that you can and having the best ads that you can as well. So there's a few things that go into it.
Okay, nice. Okay, so it's important to have a good website that's converting, nice images, nice photos. Okay,
yeah,
having a good baseline is really important to start off with before spending on ads.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, making sure that's all kind of in place at the start will definitely save you a lot of time and a lot of money because you will find that those results will be faster and will be better, which is obviously what everyone wants. So yeah, definitely recommend getting that all sorted beforehand and then investing in paid ads later down the track.
A random question. I know you've been in this space for a while and you've run many campaigns. Do you have any brands in mind that's doing it amazingly, like doing it really well?
Yeah, good question. Oh, that's a bit of a hard one. I do see, I probably can't think of a specific brand off the top of my head, but the ones that I do see that are interesting are the ones that don't look like an ad or don't seem like they are an ad. So a lot of the time with the ads, we try and make them like they are just another, you know, social media post. So when you're scrolling, when you're going through your stories, whatever they are, it just looks like another post, which is much more engaging because it's not like, bam, there's an ad in front of you and you just feel like you're being sold to, which you are, but you know what people to think that. So yeah, those kind of brands that, and I do find usually it's probably the smaller brands that do that really well because I know I said you want high quality creatives, but when you have creatives that are too high quality, you can tell that it's an ad. So you want a bit of a mix of, you know, content that you just put on your socials organically and naturally and kind of use that throughout the ad. So when people are scrolling, yeah, they don't kind of get surprised or get shocked that there's suddenly an ad in front of them, and they are more willing to engage with it if it does look like a social media post. So yeah, I don't have anyone specifically off the top of my head, but you'll see once you go through your feed, you'll see the brands that are doing it well, and you'll see the brands that are very ad-like and not as engaged.
Okay, cool. So last question today is, do you have any top resources, tools or tips for us to learn more about around this area of marketing?
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, that paid ads course by the Digital Picnic is really great and the one that I used and helped me get started. A lot of it, of course, you will learn just by doing and working on different campaigns, but investing in that kind of paid course beforehand is really worth it. If you are just wanting to look at kind of the basics, or you're in there creating campaigns and you want to learn a bit more, honestly, just following people on social media, following other Facebook ad marketers on social media is great because they just post so much valuable free content. You can follow it, you can save it, and then really use those tips to improve and optimize your own campaigns or just get started. So yeah, a lot of the time, if you do want to see kind of if Facebook ads would work for you before investing in that paid ads course, a lot of really great blogs and videos are on Google. If you just Google, you know, Facebook ads, Facebook also has their own free training. I haven't actually done it myself, so I can't recommend it, but I know a lot of people that have, and it's really great for starting out and really getting those basics. But yeah, if you are wanting to kind of get more advanced and really learn how to get those great results, I'd recommend, yeah, either a paid course or following some amazing Facebook ad marketers, signing up to their email list. There's so much valuable free content out there, which really helps and helps those small businesses as well that can't outsource and really want to DIY and do it themselves.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chelsea. It's super valuable. And hopefully we can get to a state where you can help us out. and run a campaign. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no worries. No, I'm glad that's been helpful. And just my top tip is just to not go in there blind and just do a bit of training or read a few blogs before you go in there, because I just don't want you to waste your money or waste your time and effort, because Facebook ads can do that to you. And I know a lot of people just don't even like Facebook ads because they've had that happen to them. But yeah, I definitely love Facebook ads and I know they can work. You just have to do them right. So that's my top tip to end it off.
Cool. Thank you so much again, Chelsea. Thanks for your time and coming onto the podcast. We are super stoked you joined us.
No, thank you so much for having me and having a chat.
Want the latest tips, tools, trends, and advice for building your career or business through thought leadership and innovation? Then sign up to the Grow Getters newsletter, where we drop all the latest Grow Getting goodness straight into your inbox each week to help you become the go-to expert in your industry. Plus, you'll also stay up to date and in the know on all of our Grow Getters insider events, webinars, and all the latest business experiments, neatly packaged and all in one place. Head to growgetters.io/newsletter to sign up today.